Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here at Hallsville's Kenneke Field after the Hallsville Indians, who are now 19-6, I believe, just beat the Blair Oaks Falcons 7-4. And this is coming off last night's 12-zip shutout of Centralia. Congratulations, Coach James Smith. Who was your pitcher tonight?
Andrew Orchlin.
Andrew Orchlin. What was he throwing that made this happen? Along with a lot of other people doing things.
He was, I think, in all fairness, this was probably his worst command game of the year. He really struggled early. He pitch count got up, and he really settled in after the second inning and really competed and did a wonderful job. And it's fun to watch.
Well, Blair Oaks was ahead of you 4-3 until I guess it was the fifth inning or so, and then things started to happen for you at the plate, some of which I really, truly don't understand.
Well, I think the players started to believe, and they started to do the things that they've been trained to do as far as running the pitch count, stacking. We call it stacking at-bats. It's either a hard hit ball or a six-pitch at-bat. It's a quality at-bat, and I just feel like when we can do that, we put a lot of pressure on the other pitching staff to really compete on every pitch.
Sir, was that pressure part of the reason why I think Blair Oaks intentionally walked one of your batters later in the game?
Yeah, well, I just think that they probably were trying to set up a double play just so they could get out of the inning, maybe.
Oh. So I gather you're Tri-County champs right now and you are undefeated in conference.
Yes, sir. Good feeling. I would like to give all the glory to God and Jesus on that. I had nothing to do with it. The players just believed.
So, are you playing districts this weekend up in Macon, sir?
It starts this weekend. We don't play until the 16th at 5 o'clock against the winner of Mexico and Moberly.
Well, with luck, Fireside Guard Live will be there, sir. Off the top of your head, who was the knock one over the fence for you tonight?
It was Aaron Orchlin, Andrew's twin brother, the catcher tonight.
Were there any other spectacular hits that I missed?
No, I just think we hit the ball hard. When you barrel the ball, and they had a little trouble fielding the ball, which helped us push some runs across. And that's baseball sometimes. You just have a bad hop here or there, and we took advantage.
What's in store for the Indians between now and district, sir?
A little rest, we'll have some quality practices, but a little rest, get our mind off of it, and then come back refocused and, take care of Mom this weekend. Love on Mom a lot on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach James Smith. See you down the road.